Milford Money Matters.
Well, it is that time of the week where we're joined by Liam from Milford. G'day, Liam.
G'day, team. How are we?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. All the better for being here.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Look, the ship came off. What do you call it? The train
the
came off.
The wheels came off.
The wheels came
they're in,
off.
They're in danger
week.
Of going off again.
I had to
Maddie wasn't here.
I had to come back to supervise the two of
you. Yeah. So, look, this week, Liam, we want to talk about the latest Morningstar KiwiSaver survey. It is out. Can you kind of, like, just spell this out for us? What does it actually mean?
Yeah, so Morningstar are a global investment research company, and every 3 months they release a KiwiSaver survey. The survey provides some great information about the KiwiSaver market in general, but it also ranks the funds which KiwiSaver members can choose from, depending on how well those forms have performed on an after-fee basis. So the report is free, it's publicly available on their website, and is very easy to find with a quick Google. And if you do look at the report, you'll see that pleasingly in the last 3 months of 2025, KiwiSaver grew by nearly $5 billion in just three months. It closed at close to $145 billion, and it was only 2 years ago that KiwiSaver hit $100 billion. So you can see how rapid the growth is at the moment. And I think, look, it's something we can all feel pretty good about because it's basically all of New Zealand's wealth collectively increasing.
I'm sure you've read the report cover to cover, Liam.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about how the different types of funds have performed. Like, is there a difference between, say, like the conservative fund, the balanced, or the growth funds, and how they've gone?
Absolutely. So not all funds are created equal, and over the last 10 years, you can see what I would call a very distinctive shape forming. And what I mean by that is we can see risk is being rewarded with better long-term returns. So over the last 10 years, the average conservative fund returned 4.2%, moderate did 5%, balanced 6.9%, growth 8.2%, and aggressive 9.5%. So those returns are exactly what we'd expect to see over the long term, and ultimately they're a reward for investors who've had a lot to contend with. You know, in that time frame, we've had the likes of COVID in 2020, we had high inflation and rising interest rates in 2022, and last year we had our friend Trump, his Liberation Day, where he announced a broad range of tariffs. So all of those events were negative for markets. But despite those tough periods, investors who were willing to stay the course and remain invested have ultimately been rewarded.
There is quite a difference between those funds. And I'm guessing that returns aren't the only thing which people should be considering when looking at this.
That's exactly right. Returns, which I've quoted, you know, they're 10-year averages, emphasis on the average. So, and they also assume that no money was withdrawn during those bumpy periods. And because they're long-term averages, it means that the real returns on, say, a yearly basis would have varied significantly and likely would have been negative for some periods during that time frame as well. So you can't just pick the fund that has the highest long-term return. Otherwise, we'd all be in aggressive funds, and they certainly aren't suitable for everyone. So instead, I think it's best to, you know, pick a fund type that's going to align with your goal, your time frame, and your risk tolerance, and then pick a fund manager who you think will ultimately do the best job of managing that for you. And that's where, you know, someone like a financial advisor like me comes in. My job is to recommend a fund that's going to be appropriate for you based on all of those things that I've just mentioned. And if you can get that right, then you're in a good position to stay the course and benefit from the long-term returns that I've just explained to you all. And at Milford, you know, we've been able to deliver those competitive returns for our clients, and currently we've actually got the number one performing conservative, balanced, and growth funds over the last 10 years. So, of course, we're very proud of that.
Well done.
Oh, amazing. Well, look, if you want expert advice, you can head along to milfordasset.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today. Another week of Milford Money done and dusted. Liam, thank you so much for coming in.
You're very welcome. See you next time.
I don't know why we're clapping you, but here we go.
I'm not complaining.
And just a friendly reminder, of course, that segment is educational only and should not be considered financial advice. We'll see you again next time, Liam.
Take it easy.